From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Less than a month on the job, U.S. National Security Advisor Michael Flynn resigned following widespread reports he had misled Trump officials, including Vice President Mike Pence, about his contacts with Russia.
I can confirm, having spoken to him about it, is that those conversations that happened to occur around the time that the United States took action to expel diplomats had nothing whatsoever to do with those sanctions.
U.S. news accounts say Flynn and the Russian ambassador discussed sanctions former President Barack Obama imposed on Moscow late last year for its interference in the U.S. presidential election in an effort to boost Trump's chances of winning. House Speaker Paul Ryan Tuesday suggested that Flynn's activity had not gone unnoticed.
I'm not going to prejudge circumstances surrounding this. I think the administration will explain the circumstances that led to this. The Intelligence Committee has been looking into this thing all along, by the way, just involvement with respect to Russia. I think it's really important that as soon as they realize that they were being misled by their National Security Advisor, they ask for his resignation.
Trump quickly named another retired Army General, Keith Kellogg, as his acting National Security Advisor, with at least two other former ranking military members in line to become the permanent National Security Advisor in Washington. A U.S. federal judge who temporarily halted the enforcement of President Trump's ban on entering the United States ruled Monday that the case challenging the ban itself will move forward. The decision comes as another federal judge issued a new injunction to keep the ban from being implemented in the state of Virginia. And NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday a meeting of the alliance's defense ministers will focus on the need for members to increase the amount of money they spend on defense. Stoltenberg told reporters in Brussels ahead of the meeting that countries boosted defense spending by $10 billion, but only five contributed the amount that they sought. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council is condemning North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch Sunday as a grave violation of previous council resolutions and threatened further significant measures. President Trump called North Korea and its nuclear missile program a big problem and vowed to deal with the matter very strongly. The North described the latest missile as a surface-to-surface medium-to-long-range rocket, a new type of strategic weapon system using a mobile launcher. South Korean authorities say the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was assassinated Monday in Malaysia. South Korean media reported North Korean female agents using poisoned needles killed Kim Jong-nam at the Kuala Lumpur airport as he waited to board a plane for Macau. A Malaysian police chief did not identify him by name but described what happened when the man sought help because he was feeling ill. He said in his report that the man was later pronounced dead at the hospital. An investigation is underway into the circumstances surrounding his death. The head of the U.S. Central Bank says the economy is improving enough to consider raising interest rates during the next 4 months. U.S. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen told a congressional committee Tuesday that she expects the economy to continue its modest expansion. Yellen warned that while waiting too long to raise the interest rates could allow inflation to spike and force the Feds to raise rates abruptly in the future, damaging the economic growth. During the recession, the Fed slashed rates nearly to zero in a bid to boost economic growth. And the United States has designated Venezuela vice president as an international narcotics trafficker under its Kingpin Act. The U.S. says that Tariq al-Asami controlled planes and drug routes and protected and facilitated other narcotic traffickers operating in the South American country over a period of years. Investigators are not commenting on whether other high-ranking Venezuelan government officials, rather, are involved and deferred to the Justice Department questions about whether the sanctioned vice president faces arrest or imminent indictment. And once again, recapping our top story, Michael Flynn, that is, out as the National Security Advisor for the Trump administration. No permanent name one has been selected thus far, to our knowledge. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.